Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Leah to the show this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Leah?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 6,164 wins. Only 448 losses. Are you ready?
I am.
14 years ago today in 2011, Suits premiered on the USA Network. It ran for 9 seasons. Which cast member left after 7 seasons to pursue other interests? Like the monarchy.
Was it Harvey?
Question number 2. David Corenswet, who plays the new Superman, is the grandson of the creator of the Choose Your Own Adventure books that were popular in the 80s and 90s.
I love those as a kid.
The idea came from telling bedtime stories to David's mom, aunt, and uncle. Who is David replacing as Superman?
I don't know.
All right, question number 3. Carson Daly, 52 this weekend, is currently the host of The Voice, but he became famous with which hugely popular MTV show?
I should know this.
Yeah, I feel like this one would be in your wheelhouse.
Were you alive in 2003?
I certainly was.
What were you doing after school?
Question number 4. Sources say Orlando Bloom didn't like Katy Perry's space trip. He says he told her the whole thing looked ridiculous. He said it was cringeworthy and embarrassing. Which TV personality / journalist was also on that space flight with Katy Perry?
Oh, man, I'm doing terrible today.
That's all right. It happens. Question number 5. Cardi B released a new song called Outside. It will be on her long-awaited second album. Her first one came out in 2018. Can you name that album?
No.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Is that a mouth?
Yeah, it's something. It is something.
Are you a really big Lumineers fan?
I do love Lumineers, yes.
Then it was worth it.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Leah got 0 out of 5. Mac. Used to be a Mel, now it's a Mac. Mac. Kennedy?
Yeah.
These are tough. Question number 1. 14 years ago today in 2011, Suits premiered on the USA Network. It ran for 9 seasons. Which cast member left after season 7 to pursue other interests?
Meghan Markle.
Like the monarchy. 1-0. Question number 2. David Corenswet, who plays the new Superman, is the grandson of the creator of the Choose Your Own Adventure books that were popular in the 80s and 90s. The idea came from telling bedtime stories to the family. Who is David replacing as Superman?
Henry Cavill?
2-0. Question number 3. Carson Daly, 52 this weekend. He's currently the host of The Voice, but he became famous hosting which popular MTV show?
TRL.
TRL, Total Request Live. Have you heard of that one, Leah?
I have, yes.
Okay. Didn't know. 3-0. Question number 4. Sources say Orlando Bloom didn't like Katy Perry's space trip. He told her the whole thing looked ridiculous. He said it was cringeworthy and embarrassing.
Ouch.
Which TV personality slash journalist was also on that space flight with Katy Perry?
Gayle King.
It was Gayle King. 4-0. Question number 5. Cardi B released a new song called Outside. It will be on her long-awaited second album. Her first one came out in 2018. What is that album called?
I don't know.
Invasion of Privacy.
Mm.
Already went to like number 1, 2 over the weekend on all the streamings.
4-0. I was hoping you'd get at least one wrong to make
Sorry.
Me feel better.
She got one wrong.
You did.
4-0 is the final score. Kennedy, good work. You get the win. You don't get the cash, Leah, but we do have a pair of tickets for you to see the Lumineers July 17th at Fenway Woo! Park, brought to you by Shaw's
That's
and
awesome.
Star Market. Perfecting the art of fresh. So you have a good time at that show, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, that'll be fun. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Leah from Reading, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homie.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kippy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kelly from Lowell.
Good morning, Kelly.
Lowell.
Good morning.
Lowell. How's Lowell today?
Oh, it's happening.
Lowell.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
That should be the sign when you drive in. Lowell.
It's happening. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, do you mind stepping out?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So we have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of them right than Kennedy. You win the money. A tie is a loss for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Nick Cannon was asked to name all 12 of his children, and he blanked on the last two. He also said the reason he has so many kids is because he has a king complex. Cannon was married to one of the most famous singers of all time from 2008 until 2016. Who is she?
Mariah Carey.
If you can't name them all without a pen and paper, you have too many.
Owen Wilson has been confirmed for the 4th Meet the Parents movie in 2005. Wilson starred in Wedding Crashers. Who was his co-star?
Ooh, Vince Vaughn, I think.
This singer is 48 today. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then name the artist.
There's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
Name the artist.
Ooh, is that Jason Mraz?
Question number 4. Wicked won favorite movie at Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards on Saturday. Sabrina Carpenter took home 3 awards, including favorite song for Taste. What is the signature thing Nickelodeon does to celebrities during the Kids' Choice Awards?
Ooh, they get slimed.
Question number 5. Sources say Orlando Bloom didn't like Katy Perry's space trip. Katy Perry's 3rd album was released in 2010 and had 5 number 1 singles. Name the album.
Ooh. Was it Katie Hudson? No.
All right.
Katie Hudson?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Got any big plans this week, Kelly from Lowell?
I don't. Just work.
Just work.
Lowell.
It's happening. Kennedy, welcome back.
It's happening right now for us.
Kelly got 4 out of 5.
Oh, my. Well done, friend.
Thank you.
These are difficult, Kennedy. I don't know if you know that or
not.
Nick Cannon was asked to name all 12 of his children, and he blanked on the last two. He also said the reason he has so many kids is because he has a king complex. Nick Cannon was married to one of the most famous singers of all time from 2008 to 2016. Who is she?
Mariah Carey.
Tied at one. Owen Wilson has been confirmed for the fourth Meet the Parents movie. In 2005, Wilson starred in Wedding Crashers. Who was his co-star?
Vince Vaughn.
2-2. Question number three. This singer, 48 today, take a listen to his biggest hit and then name the artist.
There's no need to complicate our time.
Jason Mraz.
3-3. Wicked won favorite movie at the Nickelodeon's Kids Choice Awards on Saturday. Sabrina Carpenter took home three awards, including favorite song for Taste, which, as Dan noted off the air, is a little awkward.
Yeah, that's what you want the kids singing.
What is the signature thing Nickelodeon does to celebrities during the Kids Choice Awards?
Slimes them.
Tied at four, question number five. Sources say Orlando Bloom didn't like Katy Perry's space trip. Katy Perry's third album was released in 2010 and had five number one singles, Kennedy. What is the name of the album?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Teenage Dream is the correct answer from 2010. 4-4 is the final score. It sounds like, Kelly, are you grocery shopping or something? What's going on here?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. You got to live your life. Can't let our little goofy radio show slow you down, right, Dan? 4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Kelly, you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Oh, this is Kelly from Lowell, and I can't beat Kennedy.
It's happening.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One. Let's play Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Kate from Abington to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kate is on summer vacation and headed to the beach.
Go get it.
What beach are you going to?
Duxbury.
That's a good spot, Kennedy.
I'm sure.
You can bring the boat up right to the beach there. Will you get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
Ed Sheeran's new song, Drive, features Dave Grohl and John Mayer. Which band is Dave Grohl the longtime frontman for?
I do not know.
Question number two. The New Hampshire city where the original Jumanji was filmed held an animal costume race to mark the movie's 30th anniversary. Which actor starred in the original?
Robin Williams.
June Carter Cash was born today in 1929. Which actress won the Best Actress Oscar for portraying June in the movie Walk the Line?
June Reese Witherspoon?
Question number four. Pixar's Elio made $21 million at the box office this weekend, which is the lowest opening for a Pixar movie ever.
This is the first time hearing about it.
What is Pixar's mascot that replaces the letter I in the word Pixar in the opening credits?
A lamp.
Guys, it's a lamp. There's whispering eyes of a lamp. Who's in the background, Kate?
My two girls and my niece.
What are their names?
We've got Colleen, Mary Catherine, and Marade.
Do they always whisper or can they talk regular?
Question number five. Cardi B released a new track called Outside that will be on her long-awaited second album. Which local sports star is Cardi currently linked to romantically?
Oh, he's on the Patriots.
Yes.
Diggs? I don't know.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Yeah, finally.
Kennedy!
What do we want to do there?
I'm only getting no.
Okay.
Kennedy, welcome back.
That was wild to watch.
I was buffering. Kate got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Kate.
And there was an assist. There was some whispering happening in the background. It turns out Colleen, Mary Catherine, and Marie are also in the car.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Got the whole crew. These are tough. Question number one. Ed Sheeran's new song, Drive, features Dave Grohl and John Mayer. Which band is Dave Grohl the longtime frontman for?
The Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, yes. 1-0. The New Hampshire city where the original Jumanji was filmed held an animal costume race to mark the movie's 30th anniversary. Which actor starred in the original Jumanji?
Robin Williams.
2-1. June Carter Cash was born today, 1929. Which actress won the Best Actress Oscar for portraying June in the movie Walk the Line?
Reese Witherspoon.
3-2. Pixar's Elio, or Elio, I'm not sure how they say it. I think it's Elio. Made $21 million at the box office this weekend, which is the lowest opening for a Pixar movie ever. What is Pixar's mascot that replaces the letter I in the word Pixar in the opening credits?
It's a lamp.
4-3. Question number five. Cardi B released a new song called Outside. It will be on her long-awaited second album. Which local sports star is Cardi currently linked with romantically?
Man, I'm not going to get it. Sorry.
You had Diggs. It is Stefan Diggs.
I had Stefan. I didn't have Diggs.
Stefan Diggs is the correct
answer.
Between
the two of us, we would have gotten it right.
Right. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Although I feel like, hey, you guys, you got the win. You're going to Duxbury. You're going to the beach. Life is good. Life is good. Enjoy the afternoon out there, okay?
Thank you.
And what do we say, Kennedy? Going to the beach.
Wear your sunscreen.
Wear your sunscreen, ladies.
Absolutely, yes.
Or as we did back in the day, baby oil. Remember that?
Roast yes, like a potato.
I got second degree burns. I don't recommend it.
Kate, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kate from Abington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.